Aaron and she talks.
$10 was.
You're listening to the Crazy Fools Minecraft Podcast.
Warning, may contain nuts.
Hello and welcome to the Crazy Fools Minecraft Podcast. I'm Beegree.
I'm Quartzo.
And I'm Shadox Killer.
I'm Psychosis.
I'm Drushon.
I'm Yama26.
And finally, I'm Sek.
This is the podcast where we talk about Minecraft and the Crazy Fools SMP server for roughly 2 hours and then edit it down to about 30 minutes. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, not bad.
Very well.
Good, thank you.
There was at least one very enthusiastic yay.
Yep, sorry, that was me. Yes, okay. I'm fine, thank you.
Alright, the very enthusiastic yay was me. So, yay.
Yay!
I did one too.
This is my podcast.
Yay!
Falling asleep.
Yay!
So let's do some news. We've got a new snapshot.
Yay!
Woo!
Just thought I'd give Q another opportunity to yay so enthusiastically.
Yay!
So there's lots of little things in it. What looks to me like a kind of sort of enclosed multiplayer feature where you can open your world to other players has been added. If I'm reading it right, it's a case of you can let other people into your single player world. Does that sound right to everyone else?
That sounds about right, to be honest.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Using the /publish command.
So, I mean, that's useful for people who want to mess around together but don't want to have to set up a server of their own.
Pretty much.
That's a good idea, because that's something that always puts me off playing single player, is it's almost like you're wasting your time because no one can see it.
I feel exactly the same.
Well, you can screenshot it, but...
Be big on Reddit or the Minecraft forums. Your 2 seconds of fame before it gets bumped down.
Yeah.
When it says LAN service, though, does that just mean it's just within one household?
Yep.
So you can play with your mum or your sister.
Oh, you can't play over the internet.
Well, you could play with your sister. You have a Minecraft playing sister.
I do.
If that's what you're into.
Creepy!
Omelets!
Suppose it's trying to adopt something very similar to what the 360 has now, where you can open up your world to your friends.
Yeah, but you can do that online then. Doesn't this suggest that you can only do it on LAN?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's what it's saying.
You say...
do it so you can do it openly to anyone.
So, Sai, would you say the 360 is the guinea pig?
Quite possibly.
W.
Saying that, though, I think the Minecraft version on the Xperia Android phone's been doing it for quite a while, where you can open your game and invite your friends in to play. You have other handheld handset things.
No,
you can't invite another platform into the guinea pig argument. It'll just confuse matters. Anyway, villages may remove trade option after it's been used at least 3 times. Now, I have absolutely no idea how the trade thing works, so I have no idea what this means. Can anybody enlighten me?
I have seen a brief video somewhere. I have no idea how it works myself, though, but I've got a rough idea. I think you can put an item in or something, which you want, or you can scroll through the items which the villager is selling, and it has a price for it as well. So if you put the correct price in, the item will come up, and you can just grab it out the trade menu bit, and it will just basically throw the emeralds, is it? Just out to the villager, and that's how it works.
It's pretty randomly priced from what I've seen.
Yeah, it's not just emeralds you can trade with them either, you can actually trade wool and other items.
But so, only be used 3 times, you can trade 3 times and then it's like, he's done trading, he's lost stuff. Or...
3 times, so then switch, you can't use that item anymore.
I guess that might... Ooh, that could be in a game in itself.
I'm just thinking that. You can now get the wooden stairs for the rest of the wood types, not just the basic wood. So that's
probably the best update.
Yeah. Redstone can now be placed on slabs and can be positioned upside down. On stairs, sorry. It can be positioned upside down.
That's nice.
Awesome. That also goes for repeaters and torches and levers and pressure plates.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And rails.
I missed that. Why would you need a rail upside down?
No, it's not upside down.
Roller coaster.
Downstairs.
We could have spinning roller coasters, yeah. Let's do that.
Oh, right, yes. I read that as it can now be placed on slabs and stairs and positioned upside down.
Yeah, I did laugh at the word there.
Sorry.
Could be.
Upside down rails would be pretty cool, though. It'd be like some sort of roller coaster or something.
This would never be possible with Minecraft, I don't think.
Yeah, that would be good. That's probably what they... Oh, save it for one of the later sections then.
Also removed the downward knockback while drowning.
Useful.
Which is very welcome.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Pigs now drop 1 to 3 pork chops instead of 0 to 2, so more pork for everybody.
Yay. This is game breaking. Totally game breaking. Makes it too easy. I disagree.
Oh. Speaking of game breaking, see what I did there? They've improved memory usage.
So we don't have to hack it this time. How much buy it?
Yes. Like 2% or something.
Ooh. Okay, hack it.
If they'd improved it by 0.45%, they could still technically say they've improved memory usage.
Well, if it increases by any amount, they can say they've improved it.
Improvements are, I guess, still good.
The TP command now allows teleporting to specific coordinates.
KOTU!
Yeah, that's on our server.
Yeah,
it's fair enough.
On Minecraft, though.
La-di-da.
And I'll put the syntax for that you need to type to use that in the show notes, because it's not going to be any point reading it out. Yeah. Moving on to the next story. There's a Spleef World Cup. Who's interested in this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not good at spleefing.
It's all luck, really, in Minecraft. It's not got the best combat system ever. I mean, it's even worse than Skyrim. Come on.
That'd be an interesting opportunity to meet some big-named Minecraft players.
You aren't very good at the game, but still popular. Sorry, I'm being cynical today.
Really?
Well, it's if you can look on the server before committing to actually being part of the tournament. It claims to have some of the world's best spleef players, but I'm not sure how this has been judged.
Yeah, I don't know.
Surely you'd need a tournament like this to find out who the best players are.
Do they hold one of these every year?
I have no idea.
I imagine this would be the first year. Minecraft hasn't been around that long.
First and last. No.
God, you are cynical tonight, aren't you?
I did warn you before.
Did you?
I think it'd be quite cool, but I don't think I'll know any of the world's best spleef players.
Neither.
You could be...
I can imagine someone's first day in Minecraft, they could be, you know, the world's quote best on one day and lose to them the other.
Yeah.
You point to their feet and click, and just keep holding the click button.
Actually, I think Akko on a very good chance in this, because...
He just hacks.
He uses a speed shovel.
I have no idea, but he's done well against every spleef tournament we've held on the server, so...
Should we get Akko to do it, then? For Crazy Fools.
Representing Crazy Fools.
We'll train him up. Well, to better than he is already. So it'll be like 5v1. If you can 5v1 us...
We could sponsor it with diamonds.
Like the montage in Rocky IV.
Silence. Yes.
None of you watched.
Hearts on fire.
Just a minute, I'm YouTubing it. Oh, it's that one, is it?
Don't go YouTubing stuff in the
podcast. I can't remember if it's Hearts on Fire or Hearts of Fire.
On Fire. Isn't it On Fire?
I know, I always think it's On Fire, but I don't know if that's what it actually is.
Straying crazily off subject here.
Yeah, okay, so let's move on to server talk.
If I ever catch you acting like a crazy fool again, you're gonna meet my friend Pain!
Yay.
I missed the yay then.
You may have heard us talking about Ninja and Pirate Skyblock competition. Well, the poll for that is now up, so if you're on the server, go vote for it.
It's still going, still up.
So yeah, nice. It's going to be there for, what, another week now?
I think it was 2 weeks total.
Yeah.
It was going to be up.
29th, I think.
Yeah, 2 weeks total, but the poll was there on the last podcast.
Yeah, I'm just kind of bumping it, trying to get more people to vote.
And the server's other ninja, GZ Ninja, has also started a Skyblock competition, if the first one wasn't confusing enough.
Skyblock's rather popular.
Yeah. Although I believe that the more recent Skyblock competition gives you slightly less bits and pieces of what Ninja and Pirate gave you in the first one.
In a way, you get more but less. So you get
less
blocks to work with, but it's barely even Skyblock, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, it's really quite easy.
You're not dissing his competition, are you?
Survive on an island, you're basically given an empty plot, and you're given several different blocks, and you basically got to just build in it.
Well, that's pretty much all we've got for server talk, so let's move on to the topic of the week.
It was hard finding stuff for it. I just talked right over that then. Do it again. There we go. Yay.
Can we kick him?
Hey, stop kicking each other. before you start. So, nice nostalgic first topic of the week. What would we like to see in Minecraft? We have done this before you say anything, but opinions change.
I'd like mountains in Minecraft. Play your clip.
Yeah.
No, I'm rebelling.
Never mind. I think we talked about one of these earlier. We want roller coasters. Oh, they're right up there. Yep,
I want
that's mountains.
Horses.
There's multiple horses. And unicorns.
Yeah,
flying
horses
unicorns.
Good enough. I want real horses in Minecraft.
Real horses.
There's a mod for that.
A horse. It's just a horse with a seat on its head.
Isn't there a mod for everything in Minecraft at the moment, no?
Probably.
True.
But yeah.
Doesn't your cupboard idea come into this? Your wardrobe thing?
Yeah, I was toying with the idea of not mentioning it again because it seems like Michael Scott's getting more annoyed every time I don't mention it. The idea I had randomly the other night, it was probably about 2 weeks ago now, was if you could craft a cupboard, like a wardrobe, sorry, not a cupboard, and then the functionality of it would be that when you click on it, instead of getting like a crafting table, you get like a skin editor and you could change your skin.
That'd be awesome.
It should be paint in Minecraft.
That would be brilliant.
I think everybody on at the time agreed with you there, Beak, so...
But it was like 2 weeks ago and I keep forgetting. There's been two podcasts since and I forgot to mention it on both of them, and Michael Scott seems to be getting a bit annoyed with me over it.
Alright, I'll talk to Buddy Jeb and we'll have it in next week.
Well, as we established in the second podcast, obviously Jeb listens to it and is taking cues from all the fantastic ideas we have.
No mountains yet.
No.
Actually, an idea which Sample Name brought up was having tigers which you could ride in game. You could get them to attack people.
Am I not surprised?
That's what he said he'd come back for, so I decided to just throw it out there.
So we're turning this into Zoo Tycoon, are we? Or something? Where you put the lions in with the penguins?
What, the penguins win?
Usually not.
But there's enough of them in the might. Was that going to be another case of those 40 midgets who tried to take on a lion?
What?
What's this?
Apparently, I don't know where I remember this from, but apparently 40 midgets tried to wrestle down a lion and about half of them got killed.
So you're struggling with reality and dreams again. Okay.
I'm a bit worried where they got these midgets from.
I'm a bit worried what these midgets were doing with the lion.
And my next question is, how many of you have just googled this?
Maybe.
I'm thinking more
too scared to.
Oh, it's 42 midgets mutilated by a lion and combating.
Oh, 42, that's more normal.
42 midgets?
Yeah.
The coach pulled.
Cambodia, nice.
Yeah, I've just dropped the link into team.
Please tell me this is something they have like in the 50s, because this sounds
entire
very illegal.
Midget fighting league.
It's in Cambodia, didn't someone just say it's in Cambodia?
The 2005. The fight was called in only 12 minutes after 28 figures were declared dead, while the other 14 suffered severe injuries, including broken bones and lost limbs.
This can't be real.
Rendering them unable to fight back.
Nobody.
The game is that.
And why are we laughing to it? Come on.
So, hang on a second. If the fight was called when so many of them were dead and so many injured, I mean, what happens then? The referee steps in and the tiger walks to his corner.
Lion.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, it's not ding, ding, it's bang, bang.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was actually a lion.
I like how it says it will take on anything, man, beast, or machine. So, are they going to get some robots to fight the lion?
The robots might win, but midgets wasn't a good call.
Why did they do it? I don't understand.
Because I think... Because
they're bored.
Before the fight, he said that there's something about that. They thought that 42 could outmuscle the lion. And they were just trying to prove themselves, but they were obviously very, very, very wrong.
Oh, yes.
Hasn't done a great deal for midgets around the world, has it?
No, not really. Oh, the tickets apparently sold out in 3 weeks.
I bet the entry forms didn't sell out in 3 weeks.
Oh, apparently they did all sign up to it. God knows why.
If Amazing. You were going to sign up, you'd definitely be one of the midgets at the back, wouldn't you?
What?
I just thought I'd try and use a sound clip to get us back on track. We've been talking about lions and midgets for a long time. So, other than lions and possibly midgets and tigers,
passive aggressive birds.
Passive aggressive birds.
Definitely.
What else do we want in Minecraft?
I heard someone talking on the server earlier about maybe some graveyards added to the villages and
ghosts and stuff.
No, we've got graveyards on our server already. We don't need more.
I was going to say, is there a fad with graveyards recently? There seems to be a lot of graveyards on the server.
Yeah, there's some very bloody creepy ones.
So with real life names and I don't even want to get into it.
Summer holidays are starting, aren't they, in the US?
So everyone starts making graves on Minecraft.
Very somber time in the US.
I believe so, isn't it?
I have no idea, but I don't know, is I'm it? On holiday now, give or take.
Some of us don't get that kind of holiday.
No.
Yeah, well, I'm just a lucky fuck.
Beep. Slightly off timing there. Before.
That's about as good as Beakley's timing, in all fairness.
Nice hey. Late.
Who's what?
Just as the whole conversation just died out completely.
Better AI. I reckon we should get some better AI on our mobs. They're a bit stupid at the moment.
I had one which was jumping over a wall and punching me while I was trying to hide behind him. I was just trying to build a barrier up against it and it kept jumping and punching. I thought I was pretty clever of it for once.
For once, yeah.
Really clever.
On the last map, a villager sort of broke into my house. I was thinking, what the hell is going on? And I thought somebody had hacked the game and pretending...
They ignore lockets, I think.
So I killed the bastard.
Aww.
Get out of my house, bitch! Uncanny timing.
Yammer, is there nothing you'd like to see added into the next update? Or the update after the next update?
Me!
Horses?
Yeah, and you. Either or. Everyone.
I can't think of anything more imaginative than guns right this second.
I promised horses or something, though. Or ponies.
Well, I hope so. That would be great.
My Little Pony integrated in Minecraft.
I tell you what I would like to see.
And that.
A quarter block, so that you could place it in between, like a block and a block above it, so that it sort of rounded off edges.
Then you want like an 8th block and a 16th block, and then like a 32th block, and then you just suddenly got perfect curves.
Pixels.
Yeah.
Just a quarter block.
You're asking for too much, this is squares.
That's where it starts. It starts with a quarter block, but pretty soon, before you know it, you just build in with pixels.
And I'm pretty sure, according to the phrase, there's a mod for that too.
Yes, there is.
In voxels in 3D.
Or smaller blocks or something.
I can't remember the mod name, but there is one.
That's got to be killing on the PCs.
Just a bit.
Blocks within blocks within blocks.
Don't you bloody start with that stuff.
Russian doll blocks.
Yeah.
Those things scare the hell out of me. They're worse than clowns.
And clip.
No. Okay, I thought of something that's slightly more imaginative than guns, and I'm not entirely sure why they haven't done this yet.
What, lions?
Chicken eggs. I think we should be able to,
make them explode?
No. Make them... I've forgotten the word. Put them in fire. And get fried eggs or something.
Oh no, put them in fire and get phoenixes out.
Or that. That'd be good.
Ooh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
No, it'd have to be like a one in so much chance though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So you cook eggs. Maybe that would be used for a cauldron. You could like... Because they're useless now, you just heat up.
Maybe you should have just said, I want to be able to cook eggs. That would have been a lot quicker and a lot less embarrassing.
You can get a chicken and do that. That's fine.
Oh yeah.
What would you do with a phoenix? Would it not just try
You'd
and kill
ride
you?
On it and it would fly around. It'd look epic. All fiery and
let everything on fire.
And you could fly into the Ender and kill the dragon and win the game.
I've just set fire to everything. Giant spider on the wall in front of the desk, you know, near the ceiling. It looks a lot like the things from Alien, you know, the
base things. Alien spider. Is that one of the additions to Minecraft you're after?
Yeah, we need a third spider.
This is in real life.
That's good.
Freaking me out.
Spider baby.
Be careful with them outside.
It's just gonna open its mouth and another little mouth comes out and just bites you.
No, this is the thing that infects you with the thing that makes the bigger thing with the mouth that comes out of the mouth.
Oh, what other things? That's
just coming for you.
It's like the position it's in, like the web sort of is facing downwards, so it's like it's on the web above me and sort of looking down, so I'm looking at it from underneath, and it does actually look like one of them crab things, and I think I might move to a different room.
Bigger sphere, spiders.
Not spiders, I don't mind, but them freaking alien things.
Spiders are getting bigger and bigger in this country, I swear.
Yeah.
This one's massive.
No, you're becoming more and
I'm not
more
sure if it's dead, though. It's not moved.
Give it a poke.
Having said that, I'm perfectly happy to handle tarantulas and stuff.
I hate any kind of spider.
Is the tarantula happy to be handled by you?
Probably not, because if I drop him, he dies. Because of their exoskeleton things.
That sucks.
So he's probably petrified.
probably doesn't even know what an exoskeleton is.
Oh no, my exoskeleton.
He probably knows that he's screwed if I drop him. Or crush him. Anyway, why are we on to...
spiders.
Right, okay, so nobody's got anything else that they'd like to see in a future update of Minecraft then?
Alien spiders. That's about it now.
Alien spiders.
Yeah, for the win.
Well, we did, the last time we talked about this, I did have that suggestion where they increased the sky limit and then the further up you got, the more out of atmosphere you were.
Oh, there you go. You could have alien versus predator going on up there.
Yeah, so you could have, like, if you got above a certain limit, you started to get, like, alien mobs or something.
Every rare chance of just flying. We could have separate worlds, couldn't we? We just did infinite universe.
That'd be pretty cool.
You could make a spacecraft and go to the moon.
Well, you could just build blocks to get there.
Or but you'd run out of atmosphere, wouldn't you? That's the problem.
250,000 million blocks.
Jesus.
Or on a more simple note, rather than actually just having a sky limit, you could start to suffocate when you get too high.
We've got the TP command in single player coming in, so we just TP up to the moon.
Then crash your computer because you've just loaded way too many blocks.
I think you only load the blocks you go to, so you wouldn't load anything in between.
I guess it's no different than going to the end.
That's true, that's a bit like the moon.
Cheese. Very true.
Cheese rock, that's taking you a little while.
What, Peary?
What now?
What did you say?
What? I nothing.
He's gone to Rob.
Still got his eye on that spider.
Alright then, it's not moved and I keep like blowing air at it and it's not moving, so I think it may have died on its web.
Yeah, you're making it worse.
Well, it's not moved, so I think it may have died on its web. I hope it's died on its web.
Anyway. If it does fall off and just hear you scream, you've got to leave it in the podcast. It's trying to eat me!
Then in the news tomorrow we see man eaten by spider.
Yeah. Yeah, then you'll feel bad. Yeah.
No, we won't.
No. So, our next topic of the week, is in SMP, should we be restricted to having only one home? And then if you were to build another home or another building, it either has to become a public build or it has to become your new home. And then your other home, I presume, will get turned into a public build. What is our thoughts?
So basically, I don't know, actually.
So basically, all your parts would be public.
I think the reason why I put it in here was just thinking that, for instance, with Spawn, Spawn Town, you got a lot of builds which nobody actually lives in. It's just like they just built it for the hell of it, really. And if they were just opened up for all the public to look around and stuff, wouldn't it make just things a little bit nicer?
Oh, you just mean opened up, not like free to edit
a community place, you wouldn't really go edit it, would you?
Certainly, yeah, I think some of them should be just, you know, take them.
Just go and just build a rocket on top of it or something.
You wouldn't build a rocket at any spawn anyway, would you? You'd be crazy.
Certainly wouldn't grief the hell out of that rocket and build red huts inside it.
You know what? Again, I can break one of them now.
But to be honest, one of the things that I don't like is lockets for doors. I wish they didn't lockhead doors. You know, private in something like that, as long as your chests are locked, you're not going to get people steal something.
I don't mind lockets, Ponic, to be honest.
Go walking in, then they start destroying blocks from the inside.
Me and Q can go anywhere, it's fine.
Yeah. It might be alright for me, but with Sec doing you may want to start finding new ways to lock your doors.
But why would you destroy blocks inside a house as opposed to break blocks outside a house? It's still an offence that you wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
hang on, is it destroying a fence as well?
That was awful.
I tell you, destroying fences is so hard work.
That's what I'm here for.
Sometimes you have really nice builds and you want to just go in and have a look just because it's obviously an impressive build and you've been locked out.
You see a really nice build, but you can't go inside it because the guy won't let you in.
Mm-hmm.
And but the person might not even be living there anymore.
They might not even be on the server. It's a perfectly nice build at spawn, you know.
I don't know, yeah.
So, yeah, I think maybe.
I get a load of ideas from other people's builds.
Stealer.
It's all right, stealing. She leaves a castle wide open for everything and anything to walk in. Even probably
exactly.
An Ender Dragon.
Oh god, yeah.
That doorway is massive.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned at this at first, because I'm thinking if this was going to be a rule, I have to destroy pretty much everything I've built, but if it's a case of you can walk into it, then I'm fine, because the...
Yeah, just look around, not have them destroy anything.
Yeah, the only build I have that's locked is like the building that's only got chests of stuff in it that I want to not have nicked. Everything else is freefall.
I don't think I have any locked buildings. I mean, it was pretty evident from my grief guy the other day that I didn't have anything locked.
Do you even have a building?
Kind of an underground dwelling.
And on that note, all my chests are locked, so...
Yeah, as long as your chests are locked. I mean, the thing is, Seko, you knew someone had griefed the inside of your building, he was quickly banned, and then, obviously, the appeal was on the forum at the moment, so whether they're inside or out, the idiots are still going to do it.
And that's where my comment is, just... Oh, no, man, I've completely lost my train of thought. I've just done a rob!
Except you didn't carry on where you lost it.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Another reason for me bringing this up is because at spawn I had this like big UFO and a stick thing, and I just took it down because I wasn't using it for any purpose. And because I've done that, it's allowed someone to build there. And
why was it on a stick?
You what?
Why was it on a stick?
I have no idea.
Why not? That's the real question.
Again, if we had to take down buildings that didn't serve any purpose, I'd have to destroy everything I built.
I just did it because I wasn't going to use it at all. But if you could open up buildings for people to use, I might not have taken it down. Or just to look at. Except nobody would be able to get up to the UFO, though.
True.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next topic.
Could you not keep this conversation going like another 5 minutes? I'm trying to find tweets for the next segment.
No, really? You've had all those hours that we've been sat in the forum before, and you've not done your homework.
So, You want us to talk about the one home thing for 5 minutes or boobs for 5 minutes?
Either or.
Okay. You can do boobs in 5 minutes. It will take longer than that.
Well, what
I mean,
what
that is that?
I don't understand why we're talking about boobs.
It's in the...
Have you not seen your statue, baby?
The darkest lore. We can't divert from that.
Yeah, but what about them?
Yeah, what about... There's not really much to say, is there?
Boobs.
Well...
Boobs. What?
Why can't female players have boobs in Minecraft?
Because they look good and awful, being blocky.
Because that paves the way for male players to have certain protruding items.
Third legs, if you will.
Is it appropriate to ask a girl if they've got pink or brown nipples?
Can I go with no?
He almost gone quiet.
Is it worse? What the hell am I meant to say?
Well...
No. Pink or brown?
It's just a picture of chat line now. It says, did you know that I can tell the difference between pink and brown nipples just on touch? Let me show you.
That's awesome.
Just remind me of a story I can't really repeat on this podcast. I'll tell it after.
It's going to get cut.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So go on. What's your story?
Be better if Jig spoke.
That's true.
But that's the best bit so far. According to him, that is.
That's not very promising, is it?
No.
Fun spot.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jig.
It's because he's not playing Minecraft. He doesn't care about the rest.
Right, he's not another one of these, well, dare I say it, players.
Players?
What? You lost me there, Jig.
Great, everyone ever had that.
Diablo player.
No, Diablo.
What's Diablo?
Really?
Yeah, explain.
Okay. Let's move on.
They didn't explain.
Let's move on to who dat tweet.
Yay.
So I have three tweets. Because I only just started looking for them 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And you have to guess... You have to guess which one is Notch, which one is Jed, and which one is Bruni. So obviously, once you've got the first two, you know who the last one is. But
the trouble is, Q is going to be amazingly good again.
Well, I've gone a lot
come
further
up.
Back.
Into this one again.
I've gone a lot further back. No, you're not in this one, Q.
Bring it on.
I've gone a lot further back than last time in the hope that even Q might be stumped by a few of them. But what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give you the answer until you've all answered all three. So... Because obviously there's only three of them and there's three people. If you get the first two, then you're going to know who the last one is. So no answers until you've answered all three.
Yes, sir.
The first tweet is, I'm sad to report I saw no signs of HL3 in my dream, but I did beat a privacy conviction by hiring an archer. Honest, best dream ever.
Notch.
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 Okay. Is everybody saying Notch?
Yes.
Well, they never stop, so I'm going to say Notch.
Yeah, I'm going to go with them lot.
Okay, tweet number two. I'm on a plane.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That's Jeb.
I'm going to go with that one, Jeb.
Jeb.
I think that'll be the Jeb one then.
Okay. Well, then if you all agree that the first two are Notch and Jeb, then that means that, as far in your opinion, this must be Bruni, but I'll read it out anyway. Could really do with a surprise. Like a happy, unexpected surprise, not a boom.
Yeah, that's Bruni.
Bruni.
That sounds very like Bruni.
Yeah. Did we win?
Okay. Yeah, you got
it. Yeah,
right.
3 points.
Easy. Make it harder.
I was thinking about that. It was the second choice of tweet was a bit unfortunate because you were all very certain about the first one being Notch, which meant that the second one was either Bruni or Jebs. And if Bruni had been on a plane, we'd probably...
We'd know about it, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, Beagry, you need to go even further back.
Yeah.
I didn't even know those tweets. I'm still got them all.
Didn't even know what, sorry?
I haven't even read any of those tweets, but I still got them all.
I had. Well,
that's a bit worrying. It's like you know them.
Stalkers.
Creepy stalkers are creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is this Jeb or Notch? It's in reply to someone. I once received an email from a guy who wanted his money back because Gold Nugget and Blaze Rod was too sci-fi.
Notch.
It's either Jeb or Notch.
I'm going to go Jeb.
Notch.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Good night.
I think I had two Notches and one Jeb there.
Yep.
Nobody else want to answer.
I have no idea.
I zoned out. What was the question?
The tweet is, I once received an email from a guy who wanted his money back because Gold Nugget and Blaze Rod was too sci-fi. Is that tweet by Jeb or Notch?
I'm going to just hazard a guess at Notch.
I say Bruni.
I think Jeb.
It was Jeb.
Do you know why I thought Jeb? Because Blaze Rod and that's quite new.
Yeah.
So Jeb would be the person who would be receiving the customer service emails.
I doubt he receives them directly. He probably has a million underlings doing that. But his piles of money.
Okay, who's this one? Now, I'll just warn you, this is a retweet of something somebody else said, but people only retweet stuff that they like, so it tells you something about who said it. What?
Yeah, shut up.
Anybody can retweet.
Next.
Still Notch, Bruni, or Jeb.
Oh, right.
Bruni.
Bruni.
You never realise what you've got until it's gone. Brackets, toilet paper being a good example.
Nah, Notch. Notch.
I'm going to go with the fanboy there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's the same fit.
Oh, you should have stuck to your guns. It was Bruni.
Yeah. Yeah, bastard.
Damn you.
That was a retweet from Fuckypedia.
Mm. I think we should get a refund from Shaddox now for that.
We want our point back.
You could just ban him from the podcast for like 5 seconds.
Okay, last tweet, and then we'll go on to the outro because we've been recording for like 45 minutes now. Is this Notch, Jeb, or the other guy, Bruni? Also, if you're under
21,
if you're under 21 and should not be exposed to adult material, stop reading my tweets now for 20 hours. This is going to get ugly.
Bruni.
Notch.
Jeb.
Final answers?
Final answer.
Final answer.
Wins?
Wait!
This old Notch. Yep.
I don't expect Bruni would actually have followers to talk to. he doesn't have followers. I mean, you don't kind of refer to your followers when you have like measly amounts that we do.
Bruni has 87 followers.
I don't think I'd start, calling them followers until they're like in their 20,000s or something.
No, we're going to say it says Mr. somehow randomly has 1,000 followers.
1,356. Thank you very much.
Boy. Wow.
I'm popular.
Yeah, I think they all spam bots.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, I've got 35, fuck you.
I probably know about 20 of them.
I've probably still got more than Shardogs.
Yeah, you have, twat.
132.
I'm not on Twitter.
Me neither.
Get on there now. Come on, we need to.
I have 221.
Whoa.
145, I was looking at the wrong number.
That's not bad.
I have 13.
I was also looking at the wrong number on Bruni's. He's got 36 followers.
Oh.
Fail, man, fail.
Deco, how have you got, like, several thousand?
I don't know. I was in about 2,000 at one point. I used to do, like, some quite a bit of World of Warcraft stuff, so... Bit lame. A number of years ago, I deleted all those tweets and stuff.
And on the note of things being lame, it's time to end the podcast.
Well, hey!
Yay! Every time you're supposed to be enthusiastic.
Q's been like the same depressed yay throughout the whole podcast.
Yeah, but you were extra like yay at the end of that. Tell me that bloody Cheggers.
Yay!
If you would like to contact the podcast, you can email us at crazyfoolspodcast. Stop it. At crazyfoolspodcast@gmail.com. Now that we're back on iTunes, please rate and review us positively because we need all the help we can get, as you can hear.
Especially Q.
Yay.
If you're not already on the server, make sure feel free to head on over to crazy-fools.co.uk and check it out. You can find all the information about logging on, getting on links up and building.
Okay, Q.
I think he's having a seizure. If you want to follow any of us on Twitter, you can check out the show notes and I will put everybody's Twitter in there. But for the host, at least, the Twitter names, are, except for Q, are pretty much what our Minecraft names are. Q's is T3H underscore Q.
Which is also his TeamSpeak name.
Yes. Drewson, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Drewson, is it?
Yes, it is.
And
I'm pretty sure I've told you this twice before.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. How long ago?
Last two podcasts and potentially several times during just random TeamSpeak chatter.
Yeah, exactly. That's like plenty of time has passed since then.
And you've got a spider harassing you, so you can't really think of your...
It's still alien not spider. Moved. I'm starting to relax a bit. It's still not moved. I'm pretty sure it's dead. You're on the hunt, or are you?
Okay.
I'm not going to poke the spider. In fact, I'm playing this out. I've had enough.
No!
Bye!
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
What's your language, boy?
Come to daddy.
You just had to get that in, like, right, a quiet bit at the end.